You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, news emerged that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother had been assassinated at a Malaysian airport. Kim Jong-nam had been living outside of North Korea for more than a decade under protection of the Chinese government. However, while en route to Macau, two women approached Nam, one restraining him while the other pressed a liquid-soaked cloth to his face. He died before he could get to a hospital. South Korea has condemned the killing, while Malaysia is refusing to hand over the body to North Korean officials. Three suspects have been detained, including the two women who carried out the assassination. But meanwhile, four North Korean suspects escaped Malaysia and are now safely back home. To discuss the political implications of this, I spoke with Dr. Changzu Song, a senior Korean lecturer at the University of Auckland.
Internally in North Korean politics, I think that means the current leader tries to consolidate his power even more, and externally it gives more fear to, especially to South Koreans and international community regarding the way how Kim Jong-il deals with the opponents, both inside and outside.
So many people are chalking this up to be a North Korean orchestrated killing aligned with Kim Jong-un removing threats to his rule. Do you think that's the most likely scenario in this case?
Well, so far, according to reports, yes, that seems to be the case. Even though already in South Korea, there is some conspiracy theorist saying that it might have, I mean, it serves current South Korean conservative politicians, especially the President Park Geun-hye, but there is no evidence, and that rumor is not really spreading out too much. And so far, all the evidence collected by Malaysian government indicates that it is North Korean affair.
You talked about the fear being spread in other countries. What do you think could potentially happen if North Korea became more isolated and other countries more fearful of its actions?
Well, already North Korea is rather isolated, and it has very few allies, including China as well and Malaysia. And now, if already the country is even more isolated by now, having conflict with Malaysia, and what will happen? What does it mean to the outside world? I think it is hard to predict, but it gives a fears because of unpredictability of its leader. We don't know what will happen. Will he go? Will he become even more aggressive? Or will he seek for reconciliation?
Do you think Kim Jong-nam had any sort of following or appreciation in North Korea? Will people, for example, become more distressed or maybe leave the country following the death of, you know, this very well-known figure?
Kim Jong-nam was known to be much more moderate, open, and Western-educated, or even though Kim Jong-un was also Western-educated. But some people think if Kim Jong-nam had been in power, he might have sought much more open policy, which would have brought totally, you know, rather different North Korea today. And now he's killed, and if this is known to North Korean people, I believe maybe more people will feel more fear within the regime, and they may try to escape.
Who is the natural successor to the leadership now that his half brother is dead?
Well, there are a few other siblings, but not many of them seems to be suitable to a leadership position, as far as we know from the information from North Korea. And Kim Jong Un is so young, and I wonder if he is ever thinking of, you know, having a successor.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.